trying to justify. You see, here's the simple difference in creation as it really works and the way humans have been attempting it, and it's why so many humans are experiencing mediocrity in comparison with what could be. We're not kidding you. You're living grand lives, but they are paltry in comparison to what's in your vibrational escrow. And the reason is because instead of making the effort, and it does take effort to envision something that you can't see right before your eyes. Instead of making the effort to get in there and find the feeling place, instead, they're trying to figure out what to do that could move them there. If you would make the effort, there's so much leverage in envisioning. But if you don't stay there in your vision long enough to feel the improvement in your emotion, then nothing's changed. And so even though life is causing your vibrational escrow to keep moving forward, and you're doing a pretty good job of sort of catching up with it, if you don't start closing that gap, you continually feel that dissatisfaction that you're talking about. So relative to a business that you're wanting to grow, so instead of saying, I want to make my business make money, what you're wanting to say is, I love the feeling of being inside of my business that is effortless. I love doing what I do. I love knowing what I know. And isn't it nice that it makes so much money? I love, and what is it about money that is important to me? Money is synonymous with freedom, and freedom is the true nature of my being. I love making decisions based upon whether it feels good to participate, not upon whether I can afford it or not. I love taking money out of the equation. I love knowing that this feeling of well-being, this feeling of security, this feeling of oneness, this feeling of prosperity, this feeling of abundance, it's all the same feeling. It's all the same feeling. Now hear that. We just gave you an important key. Mm-hmm. Because when you pick up the stick called security, insecurity on one end, security on the other, it may be easier for you to feel the security end of the security insecurity stick than it is the abundance end of the abundance lack of abundance stick. Because the security is a more general statement. In other words, there are so many things that can cause you to feel security. You can lie in your bed and feel the stability. Esther loves it when the ship moves. She loves that rock and roll experience. And she knows that some cruisers who are new at cruising might be clinging to the walls a little. But Esther loves it. She says, now we're on the ocean. Now we're on this pulsing, breathing, moving. And she loves that rockabye baby feeling that she gets in her bed at night. In other words, there is no feeling of security greater than basking in the deliciousness of your bed and knowing the well-being of your physicalness. In other words, look for any excuse in the world that you can. Stand in the marketplace at the grocery store or wherever you are buying your produce and look at the abundance and variety of perfection that is right before your eyes. Marvel at the beauty of the colors and pick pieces up and feel them in your hands. Smell them. Experience the security of your economics, of your delivery system. In other words, every excuse you use to feel secure amplifies that end of the stick. Now, when you think about not enough money, you're on the other end of that. So think about anything that resonates with feeling good. You see what we're getting at? You don't have to take a subject and wrestle it to the ground and kill it. In fact, you can't. When you take something like money, most of you have been practicing your lackful thoughts about money for a very long time. And you can catch yourself in the act of doing it when you want to purchase something and it costs too much and you feel bad that you can't afford it or you feel mad that they're asking so much for it. When you feel those feelings within you, say to yourself, I'm on the wrong end of this stick. How can I get on the other end of the stick? And then do everything within your power to get on the other end of the stick, even if you have to make it a big general stick that's easy to get on the other end of it, you see. And what you will discover, and so soon that it will be very pleasing to you, what you will discover is that by not hitting it so head on, but by caring deeply about finding the feeling place of what's in vibrational escrow, is that it gets easier and easier to go there, and then evidence of your having been there begins to show up everywhere you go. In other words, some say, well, Abraham, it gets a little tiring having to pretend things, and we say, then you're not doing it right, because if you pretend it and move the way you feel,